By the middle of the summer of 1865, cargoes of Chinese laborers, signed up by Koopman Shop, had begun arriving in San Francisco. They were shipped forward by riverboat to Sacramento, then to the end of the track by train, then by foot to work on the grading. Strobridge's workforce soon doubled and continued to grow. The CP had to learn how to put them to useful work, no difficult problem, and to house and feed them, which required some imagination, principally from the Chinese. The CP used tents for housing as long as the weather remained warm. The Chinese men, more than half teenaged and from farm families, were accustomed to spending their days outdoors and sharing crowded quarters at night. One visitor to the CP construction sites wrote, "In a little tent, 10 by 12 feet, a half dozen or more Chinamen find abundant accommodation for eating and sleeping." Tents went up at the facings of each tunnel, or near the site of grading, putting in sidings, or other work. As noted, the Chinese were divided into gangs of 12 to 20 men, each with a head man and a cook. They ate healthy, well-cooked, and tasty food, unlike the white workers. The CP provided the Americans with boiled beef and potatoes, beans, bread and butter, and coffee. If they wanted to spend their own money, the company kept stores that offered dried fish and salted codfish, peaches, cherries, raisins, apples, tomatoes, eggs, beets, turnips, pickles, and more. The Chinese paid for all their food. They demanded and got an astonishing variety: oysters, cuttlefish, finned fish, abalone meat, oriental fruits, and scores of vegetables, including bamboo sprouts, seaweed, and mushrooms. Each of these foods came dried, purchased from one of the Chinese merchants in San Francisco. Further, the Chinese ate rice, salted cabbage, vermicelli, bacon, and sweet crackers. Very occasionally, they had fresh meat, pork being a prime favorite, along with chicken. The food helped keep the Chinamen healthy. The water they drank was even more important. The Americans drank from the streams and lakes, and many of them got diarrhea, dysentery, and other illnesses. The Chinese drank only tepid tea. The water had been boiled first, and was brought to them by youngsters who carried two pails on a sturdy pole across their shoulders.